God is testing you.
It was the first time I was like, I can do whatever I want.
We can't blame the devil for everything. No.
Marlon's stomach just growled.
I'm trying to make a big deal.
I remember how Jesus literally said, I love you, even though you have all these things that you're ashamed of.
He will show up because God will show up.
Do you know why Jesus can't wear jewelry?
No. Oh.
Because he breaks every chain.
3, 2, 1. Here we go!
Welcome back to another day, another way podcast where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. Woo-hoo! My name is Marlon.
I'm Jose.
And I'm Fer. Woo! Woo! Sorry, that was loud.
Yeah, don't do that again.
I won't.
You scared Heather.
Okay, the title for this, I have a title.
Oh,
this
sorry.
Is part three.
Just get into his frame?
I know. Sorry.
It's okay. This is part tres. Three.
Tres.
Three.
Tres leches.
Tres leches.
Part three. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of this three-part video.
This three-part video of our overlook of Matthew. Mm-hmm. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 4. And I just came up with a title.
Give it to us.
We're going
to
name this, He Sees You.
Wow. Mm.
He sees you.
He sees you. Jose Carlos, you better be switching the camera, sir.
I am.
He's too worried about his hair.
Oh, sorry.
All right, come on.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, my first question, my first mm-hmm. point is, I want to dive in really quickly into chapter 4, verse 1. And it says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Then the tempter approached him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. He answered, it is written, man must not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So I just want to make an emphasis real quick on Jesus being led up by the Spirit to the wilderness. We saw in chapter 3, if you guys read it at the end, John baptized them.
Mm-hmm.
And this was basically the beginning of his ministry. And so this is Jesus going up and preparing himself in a way to go be tempted and then start his ministry. So I just want to make a point. Have y'all ever had those times of where you think, maybe God is testing you?
Yeah.
God gave me a sister.
Oh, my goodness. God like gave me a brother. God a gave me a brother. I prayed for him, and then he showed up.
And her life got better. Mm. I feel like we've done this before.
Yeah.
Repetitive issue.
But, yeah. Sometimes your question was like, have we ever been?
Do you feel like God has ever led you to be tested? Like, have mm-hmm. you ever been tested in such a way?
Yeah, I have. In college,
mm-hmm.
you know, I grew up in a Christian household,
mm-hmm.
so I always knew what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I went to college, it was the first time I was like, I could do whatever I want. And there will be no repercussions from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So it was big on temptations because mm-hmm. I went to a non-Christian, like it was a, what do you call it? Like a public university, I guess mm-hmm. that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
State school.
A state school, yeah. So, you know, there's lots of ways that you can do life there. Yeah. A lot of people go the crazy route. Some people are sheltered and they say no to. But I was being exposed to things that I had never been exposed to before. And it was literally like, Fernanda, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Are you going to fall into temptation? Like, are you going to do those things that even though your parents have taught you not to, are you going to do it? Yeah. And it was hard. It was hard. Yeah. It was like something that I needed to battle with every day. And like I said in the past video, we're broken people. Mm-hmm. So some things I was able to overcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some things I gave in and then I suffered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like I'm in college right now. So it's like, obviously, like there's always like opportunities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've had opportunities to, like, you know, like, there's, like, the parties that they, like, happen and everything. Yeah. But luckily, like, I've had, like, I have a pretty good, like, friend group.
Yeah.
And we're all, like,
pretty chill.
We ain't doing all that. We ain't doing that. So, like, yeah, it's just, yeah, I'm just glad to have, like, that friend group that just, we just kind of, like, push each other, like, in this right way. Yeah. We don't do anything like that. And, yeah, but yeah, 100%. I've had the temptations, like the opportunities to go do something, but just luckily I didn't.
Everybody.
And just I hope that God just keeps,
yeah,
he takes me that way where I say no.
Yeah, but I mean, in the end, it's
you. Never know.
Yeah.
At the end, you say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard.
One thing I just thought about was God led Jesus. Or the Holy Spirit led Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted.
Mm-hmm.
So you going to college and facing those temptations,
mm-hmm.
you could say maybe in our personal life, sometimes we face hard things that we may say like, God, why is this happening?
Yeah.
And we may sometimes, Christians blame the devil. It's like, oh, it's the devil. The devil is trying to turn me down. But sometimes we can't blame the devil for everything.
No, it's us.
That's why we can't blame the devil. Sometimes...
Yeah, continue.
Sometimes God is leading us into that path. God is guiding us. God is putting this in front of us to strengthen our faith, to test us, to see how we would do.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like I see this perfectly. Jesus and Yufer, he was tested in private, personally.
Mm-hmm.
He led him to the wilderness before he started his ministry. You went to college and you were tested in private.
Yeah.
And then you started your ministry here in LifeWord.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Oh, you're making me cry. Wait.
So we ourselves, God takes us and he forges us. He forges us. He tests us. And even though I know sometimes I myself too have felt the need of like... I have myself too have felt where I've been tested and I failed.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, God, I'm failing right now. I don't know what to do. And I just love how we can just be real with God. We can be like, mm-hmm. God, I ain't going to hold you. I don't know what to do. Like, God, I'm not going to hold you. Like, I haven't been praying as much.
Yeah.
God, I'm not going to hold you. Like, I haven't been reading my Bible as much, you know.
It's when we get the further we get from God, that's when we are weak.
Yeah.
And that's when the devil and your own fleshly sins start, like, trying to manipulate your decisions because we're not depending on God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much easier to fall in those times. But like you said, we can't just be blaming the devil all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I posted, okay, I'm also on TikTok for LifeWord. And I posted this one. Maybe we can put it here. Y'all can watch it. But it's literally saying, like, look.
When did I enlist? God gives the hardest battles to his strongest soldiers. When did I sign up for the war?
So, literally, talking about that. Yeah. And I said, praying for you, sisters and brothers, it'd be like that sometimes. Pray and trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody commented, attacks come from the enemy. All caps, not God. But God will always be there with you during the storms.
Mm-hmm.
I quoted 1 Corinthians 10:13. Mm-hmm. And it says, "He will not let us be tempted beyond our ability, and he will provide a way to escape those temptations." Nothing that happens is out of God's hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He allows things to happen.
Yeah.
And like you said, you literally said it. You said, he allows things so that we can grow and become stronger. So that's like a thing that I'm like, hey, don't blame the enemy. Also see your own flesh and also see how God is going to use this to help you.
And God did give us free will.
Yeah.
That's one of the things God gave us, free will. He's not here. Obviously, he wants us to be like his children. Obviously, he wants us to be with him like in eternal life after like we pass away. But he gave us free will, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's up to us.
It's up
like,
to us.
Like, I see how the devil, like, you know, gives us opportunities. God gives us opportunities too.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunities to do good, to share the gospel, to talk with people, get them to church, you know, have a good community. The devil gives us opportunities too, to go the other way. We, with our free will, we decided to do this. We decided to go this way.
Yeah.
So you just can't blame them, you know?
Yeah.
They're doing their part, obviously. Both. God is giving us a way out. Yeah. He's helping us out. The devil's giving us a way to go the other way, a way that we would probably much rather deserve. Why? Because it's more fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's more enjoyable. You know, doing the right things is not always like the most fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. When, and this leads me to my next point, Jesus was human.
Yeah.
He feels what we feel.
100% human.
He knew what it was like to live with his stepfather, with Joseph. He was adopted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had siblings. He was fully God.
Yeah.
Saw us and needed to become human. Because we see through the Bible that the atonement of our sins had to be paid with blood.
Yeah.
And so he came, and that's, I found it crazy that he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
I fasted for one whole day, just no food. And I was like, at the middle, it's kind of hard. At the end, it's like, okay, it's not bad. But imagine doing it for 40 days and 40 nights. Like, that is crazy.
I've only fasted for like mornings.
Yeah.
Because I become angry. I do want to try it though. I want to learn how to do it biblically.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like I've had like my morning time with Jesus and I waited till lunch because what did you say?
He said something.
But yeah.
So and we fast forwarding to whenever Jesus goes out. He goes and he, not only, y'all can read chapter 4, but he basically responds to Satan. He doesn't give in to temptation
because
he is also human, but he is fully God. So he knows the word better than Satan.
Mm-hmm. Satan was quoting scripture.
Yeah.
He was quoting it. Yeah.
That's scary.
But he was quoting scripture, or no, he was like using the scripture, but he was misusing it.
Yeah.
You know, that's something we got to be very careful about.
Yeah.
Like, even us with this podcast, we really got to be careful. We really got to like look down into it, like do the research, do everything. The word of God is the word of God. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. It has one meaning.
Mm-hmm.
We got to find that meaning.
And sometimes we may not even find that meaning, but it's the continually pursuing that.
Because you can't just, you know, like look up a Bible verse and it's like, oh, this is this and this and this. You can't just do that. And, you know, you got to find the context. You got to find, like, why was this said? Mm-hmm. Who was it said to?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah. So the devil was using the Bible, but he was misusing it. He was saying, like, oh, if he can do this, why can't you do this?
Mm-hmm.
But God was there. He knew the Bible. Like, he, you know, he got ready. He put on the armor of God. He had his sword, the Bible. He knew how to use it. He knew how to, like, you know, defend, like, what he believed in and everything using the Bible because he knew what he was talking about. So there's a very big thing about, like, knowing how to actually use the Bible, what it actually means to just use it and, like, misuse it, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And I just want to ask y'all this, probably the last dish question. Mm-hmm. Whenever Jesus goes out of the wilderness and he sees these two brothers, Simon, who is then called Peter, and his brother Andrew, he sees them. And we could see that reading from the text, he says that as he was walking along the Sea of Galilee, he was just walking around the sea. He was just chilling.
Just taking a stroll.
He was just taking a stroll. Chill guy. Maybe he was thinking on his way there. He's like, he probably knew he was going to see them.
Yeah.
And when he does, he says he saw two brothers. And I imagine him seeing them, like physically, like you see. But at the same time, he saw who they would become. He saw that even though they were fishermen at the time.
They're the lowest below.
Yeah. They were hard workers. They were laborers. They were low. Mm-hmm. You could say low, yeah, because they had to catch fish, and that's how they made money.
Yeah.
And so it makes you wonder. It makes you think, like, when are times that you have felt like God has seen you? Like, I personally thought back on whenever we first came here, mm-hmm. and I was just going to school. I didn't know God at the time, yet he saw me and my brother in that house, and he saw me and my brother in the house. And whenever your mom came and invited us to the Bible, VBS. The VBS, he saw us. And even now, whenever we are tempted, whenever we are right now in our season of maybe we're being tempted, maybe we have gotten out of it, mm-hmm. He still sees us. And so I just wanted, maybe if y'all have anything to share about those times where you have felt like God maybe has seen you.
Yeah. Like I said in the beginning when you first asked the question, like, what are ways that, Jose, what are ways that we can, what were ways that we've been tempted? And I brought up college.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I had fallen into temptation. And if somebody from college sees me, they could be like, well, she used to do this, she used to do that, yada, yada, yada. She used to hang out with these people. And I was doing things that I was not supposed to do. They are part of my story.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever God never left me. I was trying to silence his voice. I was trying to ignore him. But it got to a point that it was like I was carrying so much burden in my back, and I was just like lost. Not that I lost my salvation. That's not what I'm saying. But I was just so far away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our church's camp. And I was still serving.
Yeah.
I was still going to the places that I needed to go, but at the same time, I was still going to the places I didn't need to go. So I was like trying to live a double life, and I was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. This is not what I'm supposed to do. And like, I knew it was wrong, but it was hard for me to say no mm-hmm. and let go. And then my dad preached. What?
Marlon's stomach just growl.
I'm trying to make a big deal out of
it. I'm making a big deal out of it. Oh my goodness. Anyways.
I'm not hungry, I promise.
Right.
We're being fed right now.
By the word of God. Amen. Yeah. So it was, I think it was one of the last sessions, if not the last.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up there, you know, and we were playing, and then my dad did a, like, call to the altar.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was not like, oh, if you haven't received Jesus, come.
Yeah.
It was, if you have walked away from Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you know that he is calling you. Yeah. And I literally felt so seen, but not in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, oh my goodness. God has seen all of my bad decisions. Mm-hmm. And yet he is still loving me and forgiving me. Yeah. And I was like, it was so hard because it was publicly admitting that you mm-hmm. were not doing what you were supposed to do. Yeah. But I was like, I'm like, oh, I'm the pastor's daughter. I'm supposed to be doing this. And like, it's mm-hmm. that pressure. And that's like my own sin, my own ego that I didn't want to surrender to God and be like, God, I need you. And I have walked away from you. And it just like, I literally heard God say, come to me. Yeah. Like, literally. It was just, I felt it and I started crying, like, and people, like, I forgot about the people there. And mm-hmm. I just took off my guitar and, like, knelt on the stairs. And then my dad, like, started praying over me. Mm-hmm. And I literally let go. Mm-hmm. And I literally said, I'm such a bad person, but God still loves me yeah. and wants to use me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he can work through me. And even though I have all these bad things, if I come to him and I ask for forgiveness and I give it to him, yeah. he will receive me with open arms. Mm-hmm. And that was just, it was like, I knew that I was saved. Mm-hmm. But it was like the prodigal son. Like I left and I came back and he just showed me so much love and so much grace. And I've never shared this like this, but it's like I have, and he still continues, but it's just, I remember that day. Do I know the specific date? I probably can look through pictures and figure it out. But I remember how Jesus literally said, I love you. Mm-hmm. Even though you have all these things that you're ashamed of. Yeah. And it's a process, you know, like mm-hmm. I still have things that I need to work on, but yeah. he saw me.
He called you.
He called me. Mm-hmm. And it was not, I used to do things because I needed to. Mm-hmm. Now I serve him because he gave me life. Yeah. Because he is my strength. Mm-hmm. Because he is my peace.
Yeah.
Because I know he called me to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't do it for a paycheck. I don't do it for views. I do it so other people can get to know Jesus like I do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, to answer that, I've felt seen.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember that camp too. I don't remember you going up there or anything. I guess I must have
I'm glad. I was ugly crying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was hard because it was like mm-hmm. publicly saying, oh, I've messed up.
No, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're good, Fed. You're good. And it's so amazing how God is. Thinking back, we have been going through Matthew 1, 2, and 3, and now 4. I just want to go back to the genealogy. We see people that were great, like King Solomon. He was super wealthy. We see people who God used that came from different backgrounds. I know sometimes we can take value in who our parents are and who are like who our family is. Sometimes we could be like drawn into maybe their mistakes. We see people in the Bible like David, he did horrible things. Solomon had, yes, he was a king. He was of status.
And wise.
But at the end, he had like seven thousand something wives, and he was just in the level messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus came from a lineage of broken people, of messed up people, and he didn't allow that to affect them. He didn't allow none of that to determine his future. He changed it.
He broke the chain.
Mm-hmm.
He is the reason we can find life.
Yeah.
Do you know why Jesus can't wear jewelry?
No. Oh.
Because he breaks every chain.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good. Yeah.
Thank you. That was good. Yeah. And so, like you were saying, it's a process. Yeah. And whenever he calls these two brothers, Simon and Andrew, they were just doing their job. They were just casting a net into the sea. And he said, follow me. Straight up. He just said, follow me. Like, they didn't ask why. They didn't say,
I have a family.
Where are we going? Like, why? They just saw Jesus. And I myself have pictures sometimes just looking into the eyes of Jesus.
Mm.
I just imagine like the most beautiful thing, like there's the one song that says your eyes are on fire, like you just see like a beautiful stare or something, and they just, and he said, follow me, and then he said, and I will make you fishers of people. And that's exactly what Peter was. He then, they all, the disciples had that process of sharing a meal with him, of being with them for 3 years, and then he was the first pastor of the first church ever. And it's just the process of them going through the struggles that we go through. And look how he turned out. Mm-hmm. Look how you have gone through your struggles and look where you're at now. Right now, maybe, I think I still am in that, like, stage. And maybe Jose, maybe we're still growing.
Mm-hmm.
But he just caught him like that. And, like, they immediately left. Without a hesitation.
Yeah.
They just went. And that's kind of who God is. He just kind of calls.
Mm-hmm.
He just calls, and you may wrestle with him a little bit.
Yeah.
But when he's calling, he's calling. And there's nothing that, sometimes, like how I said in the last episode, sometimes maybe your purpose may be even too great for you to mess it up yourself. Like he will call, and he would move mountains for you to be where you're at right now and do what you want to do. I mean, not do what you want to do, but do what he wants you to do.
Yeah. And he might be calling to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you might identify with my story or anybody's story that we've seen here in the Bible, all these broken people, and you were like, well, what do I need to do next? So what would you tell these people? If you already feel like God is calling you, that he's moving in your heart, what do I do next?
What do you do next? Yeah. What do you do next? You follow him. Just like that. There's nothing. Me personally, I know that I just, whenever I received him as my Lord and Savior, I heard his calling to me through your mom, whenever she presented us the gospel. I know I started crying.
Mm-hmm.
I vaguely remember it, but I know I accepted him. And then looking back at my baptism video, I was pretty young.
Yeah.
And I kind of understood, I kind of didn't. And it wasn't until my senior year of high school where I decided that God was calling me. And what you can, if you're feeling like God is calling you right now, just go to him. You don't have to stop. You don't have to stop smoking. You don't have to stop drinking. You don't have to you don't have to stop saying cuss words. You don't have to be hanging out with the good, bright people. You don't. God will take care of that.
Yeah.
Simon and Andrew, his brother, were probably broken people too. He didn't.
They were.
They were. Mm-hmm. They were. They. He didn't see them for what their mistakes were or who they were in society, what they had gone through, where they came from. He just saw them for who they were.
Their and heart. So
God sees you, and He is calling you because He is a personal God, and if He's calling you, you just have to come as you are, and pray, talk to Him, and He will answer. Yes. Tell Him that you want to receive Him in your heart sincerely, and He will show up, because God will show up, and He most definitely will come into your heart and slowly start fixing those areas in where you need fixing, where you need healing, where you need Him to just place His hand on you and heal you, and He will just guide you in that path. And if you genuinely allow Him into your heart, you repent of your sins. I know I, during my middle school days, I know I failed God. I know maybe He was testing me with the kind of friends I had, listening to bad music, cussing out people when I was playing soccer and hitting them on purpose, and maybe getting in fights with my brother and treating him badly sometimes, and maybe just fighting in between other people. I recognized that I myself wasn't good. I also, and I have repented. I've been like, God, I am sorry. And He forgives you. He forgives us.
He forgives you.
We know that.
And that's why we love Him, because He first loved us. I really enjoyed studying Matthew chapters 1 and 4 with you guys. And it's not stopping here.
No.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for joining us in this conversation. Thank you so much for letting us just speak from our hearts and read the Bible, which is the greatest authority, the Word of God.
Yes.
And we will continue studying the book of Matthew. So come on, join us in these conversations. If you want to share your testimony down below in the comments, you can do so. Like, share, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, on YouTube. And if you want to know more about who Jesus is, you can also visit lifeword.org. And we just love you so much, and we will see you next Friday.
Yeah.
Bye.